commentary. What is racism? Racism results from confrontation engendered by contact of diametrically opposed races, black and white. And racism is the conscious and violent action of one race, namely the white race, imposition upon another race, namely the black race, for the purpose of exploitation and domination. It is the imposition of its totality, that is, its culture, history, beliefs, values, laws, ideas, myths, desires, vision, etc., its whiteness upon the victimized race, while simultaneously denying the victimized race its humanity. Hence the concepts of black people being three-fifths human, cursed by God, inferior beings, bestial, criminal, and dirty, etc. It is the denial of the existence of the victimized race. That is, black people are considered to be non-human. And so humans, in the historical record, it is considered only humans make history. You know what I mean? So when you are other than human, you don't make history. It is the psychocultural behavior realized through conscious and unconscious attitudes, behaviors, and practices facilitated through institutions, government, military, education, religious, social, business, media, and others, as a means to achieve the results of white gain at black expense. White racism as a system is flexible and malleable. It is neither static nor fixed, except in its designs to achieve and sustain its goals and objectives of white gain, white dominance at black expense, and domination. White racism is pathological, as it adheres to no rules of law, morality, ethics, facts, evidence, belief, agreements, or any boundary that would encumber its goal and objectives. It is parasitic, in that it feeds upon the production, that is, the labor, like slave labor, low wages, wage disparity, culture, the cultural product, music, dress, fashion, culinary, art, history, an intellectual product, for example, I use George Washington Carver as an example, of its victim, of its victimized host, while denying the source, usurps the product and denies the victim control, or in some instances, access to its own product. That is, for example, when you look at music as a thing that we all know about, white people control black music. Black people produce the music, but the parasitic aspect of white people is that white people control the means of that expression and the means of wealth and resource production and association with that. So I could care less what 50 Cent thinks he's getting paid. He's getting paid 50 cents in comparison to what the Aryan gets from his music. So when you look at Sony, the Aryan, and Sony is a collaboration between the Asian Aryan and the European Aryan, mm-hmm. and the control of music around the world is one of those. Mm-hmm. And so these folks get multi-billion dollars mm-hmm. from this industry. So when you look at the music industry, black people do not control any of the major institutions where music is performed. They do not control any of the manufacturing companies where the CDs are barren. They do not control the material that goes into the making of the CDs. They do not control the material that goes into the labeling, into the packaging of the CDs. They do not control the distribution. This is why all of the rap artists sign distribution deals with larger recording companies. You understand? So they don't control the airwaves where the music is played. They do not control. So there's a parasitic relationship with this. And then, interesting, I use George Washington Carver as an example because Carver, there's a documentary, I'm going to have to get it, but you look for it. There's a documentary that was recently aired on one of these stations about George Washington Carver and the impact of Carver on modern technology. Modern technology. So, it is the oil-based paints that are on the market today that it was George Washington Carver's technology that developed. The soybean and its use in modern technology goes back to George Washington Carver. The, of course, when you're talking about peanut butter, there's not one black peanut butter manufacturing company, but we all eat it. George Washington Carver. The way sweet potatoes are, you know, all of the, so there's a, I mean, it was, the show that I watched was phenomenal because these were major companies around the world, multi-billion dollar companies, whose technology they traced directly back to George Washington Carver. And the mentality of George Washington Carver was he gave his scientific achievements and knowledge away for free. He did not sell them. Right, our humanity. Going right back to that. Our humanity. Sharing. It's for everybody. However, It is like Amos says in 2000 Seasons, we are but a spring flowing into a desert. The desert consumes. It does not give anything. It destroys as it consumes. White racism is predatory as it seeks people and resource and their wealth to exploit. Now, this is something for us to really get a grip with.